Welcome back. You with the news at one. And as you heard in the bulletin, the High Court today rejected Ryanair's attempt to prevent operations chief Peter Bellew from joining their rival EasyJet until 2021, saying a 12-month non-compete clause was unenforceable. Let's hear more now from our reporter, Diane Connors. Diane, give us the background to this story about Peter Bellew and his attempt to move from Ryanair to EasyJet.
Indeed. Well, in October 2017, Peter Bellew was recruited as the Chief Operations Officer of Ryanair Limited, as it was then. He had previously worked for the airline from 2006 until 2015 in pilot rostering, recruitment and training, and he had left to go and work as COO for Malaysia Airlines. So he was returning to the airline after a break in service as such. He was returning to a very senior position in a group called Zed, made up of, I think it was 8 executives on a basic salary of €550,000 per year, with a bonus of a maximum of €500,000, a pension contribution, various other benefits and share options. So the issue is really to do with the share options, a scheme that Ryanair is offering to its senior executives last over 5 years to try and encourage and entice executives to stay. Now, he signed a scheme in 2014, and the agreement when he came back to work in Ryanair, the agreement he made with Michael O'Leary was that even though there was a break in the service, he would continue with the scheme. But the scheme that was signed, the options in 2015, had a clause which said that if somebody wants to terminate their employment with Ryanair, they couldn't work for a competitor for 12 months afterwards. So fast forward to July just gone, and Mr. Bellew handed in his notice to Ryanair and said he was leaving, and Ryanair took legal action claiming that under his contract, Mr. Bellew couldn't take up the new position with EasyJet in January. He would have to wait until 2021.
What did Mr. Bellew argue in court, therefore, in favour of his position that he was free to move to EasyJet? And what did the court find?
Well, he argued that he wasn't bound by this contract. It had been signed before the 12-month clause in 2015. He said that he felt like he was a dead man walking in the company following a March performance review. He said that he felt that he had been told his position would be reviewed in a further 12 months. So he took that as a case of he would possibly lose his job in 12 months. So when EasyJet approached him, he accepted the job with EasyJet. Michael O'Leary gave evidence during 8 days in the courts earlier this month that no, if he'd wanted to remove Mr. Bellew from the position, he would have, that he wasn't trying to force him out. We also heard evidence from Michael O'Leary. He said he was shocked to hear that he was going. And so the evidence was heard over 8 days back and forth over to whether or not this clause was actually, Mr. Bellew should be held to it.
So what was the basis for Judge Senan Allen's judgment today?
Well, he said that Michael O'Leary's Ryanair, company Ryanair, had a legitimate interest in exacting a covenant or an agreement from Mr. Bellew to protect the valuable, sensitive and commercial, operational, financial information that it has, but he felt it went too far. He said that interest had not been shown to extend beyond those airlines in competition with the plaintiff in the low-cost or low-fare sector. Like it felt, he said that Mr. Bellew couldn't have worked for any other European airline, including the legacy carrier. So he felt it went too far and was therefore not justified. He said that the restraint on employment in any capacity goes beyond that interest and is just not justifiable. So he said, as a matter of law, that clause in the contract was void and unenforceable as an unjustified restraint of trade. So he dismissed the action today, but Ryanair has indicated that it will be appealing the decision.
Diane, thank you very much indeed. That's our reporter, Diane Connors.